Hi everyone, Drew Prode here, host of the Broken Brain Podcast, for a short and sweet big idea podcast episode for you on the topic of remembering. Remembering is a powerful tool. Remembering and checking in with ourselves about the projects that we care about, the goals that we set, is an incredibly powerful tool to help us remove blockages along the way. Now, let me set this up by giving a little bit of backstory on this. So I don't know if it's a story, but just a little bit of back information. So any human being that's set goals knows that a huge part of staying focused is remembering. Remembering why we wanted to do what we wanted to do in the first place. And the reason that they know that is because if you look at any project, any goal that you pick, it's in the nature of projects and goals to lose momentum over time. In the beginning, we're super excited. We tell everybody, we want to let everybody know what we're working on. Everything is exciting. We're learning, we're reading, and it all feels fun. But then the going gets tough. Highs wear off, distractions show up, fear shows up, the going gets tough, and people like you, me, and everyone else that set a goal loses focus. Then the question is, what do we do? Do we just let those roadblocks derail us and not make progress on our goals? Or do we tap into something else? And that's what this podcast is about. We can actually tap into the power of remembering and checking in with ourselves, which is an incredibly powerful tool to support us in removing these roadblocks. When we remember, it creates the opportunity to regroup and recenter and ask ourselves the questions that matter so we can remind ourselves of the answers. So for example, here's some questions that I ask myself when I'm remembering about why a project was important. So the first question I might ask myself is, why did I care about this project or goal? Another question would be, what did I want to accomplish or see through? Or what was the original vision? And most importantly, a question that I ask myself for any project or goal that I check in on is, do I still care? Do I still care about this goal? Do I still care about this project? Another example is there something I'm afraid of, especially if things are a little bit tougher that I'm trying to make progress on? I'll ask myself, and sometimes I don't always know the answer, but I'll sit with it a little bit and I'll say, is there something I'm afraid of when it comes to working on this project or making progress on the goal? And lastly, I'll ask some version of this question, even though things are tough, am I willing to keep going? Even though things are tough, even though I feel like I maybe should be further along than I am, even though I don't feel like it's progressing, even though I feel like I might have been distracted or I've lost focus or lost momentum over the last few weeks, am I still willing to keep going? So here's the thing. When I look around to the people that I look up to the most, I notice something very interesting. I notice that they're asking themselves some version of these questions all the time. Not just at the beginning, not just at the middle, not just when they get stuck, and not just at the end, but all the way through. They're checking in on their relationship to their goals or projects. So again, not just once, not twice, but constantly through the journey. Now, you'd think that asking ourselves the tough questions that I listed before once would be enough. Like, do I care about this project? Is there something I'm afraid of? You ask yourself in the beginning, you answer it. You'd think that that would be enough. And then you would go further from there. But humans, unlike robots and other animals, well, let's just say robots, since we're not really sure with other animals, we're not simple beings where there's a direct input and output. We're multi-layered. We're multifaceted. New objects and obstructions in the journey come up as we make progress. So that's why just asking ourselves once is not enough. And that's why our mind doesn't just store the answers as fact and keep them on file for future reference. We have to remind ourselves. We have to remind ourselves why what we wanted to do was important in the first place. Otherwise, we encounter a hurdle that's tough, which it should be tough. It's a goal. It's something that you want to do that's a little bit of a stretch. Of course, it's going to be tough. But we encounter a hurdle, something that's a little bit tough, or we got to run uphill to achieve something. And after that, it's natural and it's easy to say, man, this doesn't feel as fun as it was in the beginning. This is a lot tougher than I thought. Of course, most things that are worth doing are going to be a little bit tougher than we thought and expected in the first place. And that's part of the process. But the question isn't, is it tough? The question is it worth it? So we can't expect our minds to store our original answers to these things, like what did I want to accomplish or see through in the first place? We can't expect our mind to store it on file as fact and then bring it up in the future. We have to use remembering, which means consciously sitting down with a pen and paper, or consciously sitting down and having a conversation with a friend and saying, you know, I want to talk to you about a project that I wanted to work on. I'm still excited about it, but this week has been really tough and I can see myself losing momentum and I just want to talk out loud. And if you could just listen to me and ask me great questions, that'd be really helpful. I do that with friends all the time, by the way. I'll literally call up a friend and say, hey, listen, I don't need advice. I just need you to hear me out. I'm going through a tough phase of something that I'm working on, and I'm just going to say it out loud and acknowledge it because I don't think I've told another human being this week, and I want to get it out of my mind, and I want to share with somebody else so that I can get the reflection of saying it out loud. Sometimes until we say things out loud or write them down, we don't even know how we freaking feel. That's the power of not trying to figure out everything in your head, and that's the power of using remembering as a tool to check in with yourself about a goal or a project that you want to make progress on, especially when you're stuck. So one way, as I mentioned, was I'll call a friend and I'll literally tell them that, hey, I don't need advice right now. I just need somebody to hear me out. And it's okay to ask great questions, which by the way is another form of really good advice, but it's not interjecting their thoughts and beliefs onto the situation. So it's fine for them to ask questions or follow-up questions that are there. And sometimes I don't need anybody to ask questions, but it's just good to talk about it with somebody else. You know, we have a podcast coming up soon with Dr. Kristen Neff, who is one of the pioneers in this place of self-compassion. And she talks about the power of talking to ourselves out loud and giving ourselves the compassion and acknowledgement that sometimes that we would need from a friend or a loved one. And maybe we don't have access to that right now, or we don't feel comfortable with that. So it could look something like, you know what, this week has been really tough. I've tried to make progress on these goals and I've hit some challenges and hurdles and I'm questioning this project. Maybe I'm doubting myself if I have the ability to finish it. And I just need to really check in with myself. Do I care about this project? Yes. What do I need to hear from myself right now? I maybe just need to tell myself out loud, it's been a tough week. And let's say I'm talking to myself as Drew. Hey Drew, I know it's been a tough week and it's okay. You know, projects are going to be tough, and I know you're really putting yourself out there, and it's challenging, and I know that you still care about this project, and I just want to say I see you working hard. It might be a little bit tough. It probably will be a little bit tough moving forward from here, but I know you care about this, and I believe in you. Imagine saying that to yourself out loud. I do this all the time. I talk to myself out loud all the time, and I wear the archetype of a benevolent friend, or sometimes the archetype of a grandfather or a grandmother. It's easier for me to do a grandfather because I'm a male and it's just easy to do that. And I'll imagine that I'm my grandfather and I'm giving myself advice. And I'll say, you know, and somebody who's detached but sees the best in me. You know, that's the grandfather or grandmother archetype. There's somebody who's detached enough from the situation from their grandchild that they can, you know, come in and say, give, you know, thoughts, but still be detached, but also give positive reinforcement. Sometimes we're so used to hearing the critical voice in our head that's the voice of negativity. And that voice takes on the form of a critical parent or a critical teacher that we once encountered, or just the critic of society, or another version of ourself that is the critical version of us. So we literally hear our own voice being negative on ourselves, saying, you're not good enough, Drew, you'll never amount to anything, you know, you should have done this, you should have done that. So I find that one tool, again, this doesn't work for everybody. Sometimes journaling works better for them. Sometimes calling a friend works better for them. One tool that I use is I will literally assume the archetype of a figure that I look up to, another version of myself, or a grandfather in this case. I know it sounds crazy, but just hear me out. And I'll give myself the advice from their perspective. I'll give myself advice as if I'm talking to me. And the key is I say this out loud. So I literally say, hey, Drew, I can see you really working hard on improving yourself. And I can see you really committed to this goal. And I can also see, looking around, that I haven't seen anybody else who's tried to achieve this goal who hasn't struggled or gone through some challenges. So I would only expect it to be that way with you and your journey. And I just want to say, one, I acknowledge you for working really hard. I can see that. Number two, I know you have it in you to keep going. And number three, if you ever choose that this goal doesn't matter to you, and it's not out of fear, it's actually that you don't want to make progress on it anymore, you can always pivot and change this goal around. Imagine saying that to yourself with something that you're going through with right now in life, that you're having challenges making progress on, that you were the benevolent archetype and gave the advice to yourself that you needed to hear. We all know what we need to hear. And there's something about not just dealing with these thoughts in our own head, but actually saying it out loud. You know, our body actually responds to, we talk about this in the podcast with Dr. Neff coming up, our body responds to physical touch that we give to ourselves the same way as if it's responding to physical touch from someone else. So if you actually put your heart on your, if you put your hand on your heart, if you put your hand on your shoulders or your arm and you just kind of, you know, rub your shoulder a little bit and say, hey, I see you are working hard. I just am acknowledging you. As crazy as that seems to some people who are listening now, your body actually receives it the same way that it would receive it from somebody else. If you're genuine, I'm not trying to force you into positivity right now, but if you're genuine in the way that you're delivering it to yourself, your body will receive it as genuine the same way that it would receive it from somebody else. That's mind-blowing. So if that's the case, that's the power of using remembering as a vehicle to then check in with ourselves and give ourselves whatever love, encouragement that we need. And the challenge is most of us don't do it. We just try to solve the problem in our head. We try to deal with the roadblock or hurdle in our head. And we just say, man up or woman up or put your big girl pants on or your big boy pants on and just move on. But you know what? We're just grown kids in adults' bodies. We still have the same mechanisms that need encouragement and positive reinforcement. And we have to learn how to self-soothe so we can get it and give it to ourselves. It's okay to give it to get it from other people. But every so often, we need to give it to ourselves. And more often than not, we actually need to give it to ourselves than we need to get it from other people, because the primary person that we're dealing with on a daily basis is ourselves. The primary thoughts that we are dealing with on a daily basis are our own thoughts. The primary critical voice is the critical voice in our head that we're dealing with. So we're up against that. We need an antidote. We need something else to be able to tap into. And that's the power of journaling, calling a friend, talking out loud, whatever vehicle allows you to remember why you cared about something, what you wanted to accomplish, what you're actually afraid of right now. Remember, the most scariest boogeyman is the one that we don't see. The one that we see, all of a sudden it's like, ah, that's not that big of a deal. I can handle that. You know, it's not as scary as I thought. Everybody knows this from watching movies. I mentioned this before on one of the Big Idea podcasts, but it's like the scariest creature in any movie I've seen is always the creature, the goblin, the whatever it is that they don't ever fully show on screen. And so your imagination runs wild and everybody's individual imagination imagines the worst possible situation. Think Blair Witch Project. That's literally one of the scariest movies I ever saw when I was a kid. That was way scarier than like, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street or whatever else. Anyways, I digress, and I want to come back to wrapping up today's podcast on remembering. Thoughts of doubt, fear, and worry will pile up. They are emotional debt and fear debt that we accrue anytime we take on a project that we have to stretch ourselves for. So thoughts of doubt, fear, and worry will pile up. And the truth is they affect us all by creating unnecessary layers. Layers that make it difficult to focus. So all this debt accumulates along the way, and that debt creates layers. And that layer and those layers, just like the layers of an onion that protect the core, the layers actually become very distracting. And that's how you lose focus. One situation, another situation, you had a tough week, you don't check in, you don't remember why a project is important to you, you don't remember why you wanted to make progress in it, you don't remember, you know, what you actually cared, what component of a project. Sometimes we don't have to do the exact project or goal that we thought, we can do another version of it, and that actually gets us closer to what we really care about. So when we check in, we do something powerful. When we remember, it's almost like digging, right? Digging with a shovel. The practice of it helps us dig through all the nonsense and the layers and arrive on the side of clarity. And when we're clear, focus happens. When we're clear, focus happens. So let's remember and recap here as we wrap up. It's in the nature of all projects to lose momentum. Highs wear off, distractions show up, the going gets tough, and everyone, you, me, everybody else, we lose focus. It's natural, it's in the nature, it's to be expected, it's to be planned for. That's why remembering is such a powerful tool. When we remember and we ask ourselves, not just once, but along the way, and we check in with ourselves, especially when we encounter hurdles, we can ask ourselves, why did I care about this project? What did I want to accomplish? Even though things are tough, am I willing to keep going? Is there something I'm afraid of that I haven't given a name to that I need to acknowledge? We can do this with ourselves. We can do this with other people. We can journal. Any tool that allows us to actually remember, pick your choice that works for you. The people who are most successful do this regularly. They're constantly checking in because they know and they expect that any project worth doing, any big goal, is going to require them to check in. Because when we don't, thoughts of doubt, worry, and fear pile up, and they create layers. That layer is like debt that we accumulate along the way, and it makes it difficult to actually focus on the matter at hand, what we need to do next. So when we remember, we dig. We dig our way out of those layers by asking powerful questions that lead to answers, and those answers give us clarity. The answers to those powerful questions that we use in the process of remembering give us the clarity, and then we can do something. We can recommit. When we recommit to a project, we say, even though this was a tough week, even though the world is in pandemic right now, even though I lost my job, even though I haven't made progress on my budget, even though I feel like my relationship with my kids is being strained, even though it's been tough for me and my partner over the last few weeks, I'm recommitting to the original goal because I know why it matters to me, and I'm willing to do two things. I'm willing to let the past be the past and acknowledge it and say, it's been a tough week, it's been tough, it's been challenging, that was the past, and now I'm recommitting. Here's the things that I actually can do that are within my control to make progress ahead. This has been Big Idea Tuesday. It's Wednesday though. Sometimes these come out on Tuesday, sometimes they come out on Wednesday. Either way, I'm just trying to hit publish every week, and I hope you've gotten some value out of it. If you have, let's bring up my text message number. You can shoot me a text message. Over a couple thousand of you have, and I've said hi to a lot of you. I play catch up on the weekends, so I haven't gotten back to you. Please forgive me. 302-335-6565. You can text me, say hi, tell me that you enjoyed this podcast, and of course, share it with a friend, leave a review if you want to. And then if you're on Facebook, You can join our powerful community where a lot of us are joining and connecting with each other and sharing thoughts and ideas with each other and checking in and sharing our favorite episodes. Go to Facebook and type in Broken Brain Podcast. You'll see the community, answer a few questions and you can apply in and then I'll approve you. It'd be an honor to have you there. Until next week.